वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 18th वर्स नंबर 23 राम संगट्टिनो यर्हि श्रीदाम वृषभादयः क्रीडायां जैनास्तांस्तां उहु कृष्णादयो नृपा ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर किंग परीक्षित व्हेन श्रीदामा Brishab and the other members of Lord Balaram's party were victorious. In these games, Krishna and his followers had to carry them. Text 24. Vaha Krishna Bhagavan Stridaman Parajitaha Brishabham Bhadra Sayanastu Pralambo Rohini Sutam. Defeated, the Supreme Lord Krishna carried Sridama. Bhadra Sena carried Brishabha and Pralamba carried Balaram, the son of Rohini. Purport. One may ask, how Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, can be defeated by his boyfriends? The answer is that in his original form, God has most playful nature, and occasionally he enjoys submitting to the strength and desire of his loving devotees. A father may sometimes playfully fall down on the ground when struck by his beloved little child. These acts of love give pleasure to all parties. Thus, Sridama agreed to ride on Sri Krishna's shoulders to please his beloved friend, who happened to be Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whom the Lord is. And simply to enjoy this playful nature, he also gives up his being the Supreme Lord. The coward boys don't know who are climbing on his back. And he plays with them. And he gets defeated. You all know when he lifted Govardhan, Sridama said that we have trained him in wrestling. Today it has become fruitful. So he has lifted Govardhan. And in Bhandirvan also, you will be very happy to know there is also one more Leela that Radha and Gopis, they had wrestling matches with Krishna. Malla Leela. And the result, Krishna was utterly defeated by every single Gopi in wrestling. Isn't it wonderful? Ladies, delicate ladies. But they defeated, Radharani defeated Krishna very utterly actually. That is one of the important pastimes of Bhandirvan. Apart from Krishna getting married there with Radharani, growing up to size of 16 years from very babyhood, Brahma coming, demigods coming, all the demigods bringing their best of things and getting married. It is Bhandirvan. So in this same Bhandirvan, they are playing. And this Sakhya Leela, it is said that Madhuri Leela we may not discuss everywhere. But it's so esoteric, so deep, so internal. So we have to see who is the audience and accordingly we can discuss. But Sakhya Leela, every forum in the world you can discuss Sakhya Leela. It's only fun. It's only joy. How Krishna deals with his friends, how they deal with him, how they think about him. There is no tinge of thinking that he is Supreme Lord. That is the greatness of the Sakhya Leela. That's why we have to read the first cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, to know who this personality is, by whose breathing the whole creation takes place. That personality who creates and maintains and destroys in his own desire all the creation, which is unlimited but supposed to be 1/4 of the ultimate creation, who controls Vaikuntha planets, who is the supreme of all supremes. Everybody bows down to him, all the Vishnu forms merge in him. Narasimha, Sri Ramachandra, Naranarayan, Yajna Purusham, everybody merges in him. That personality is becoming a boy and playing with coward friends. That is why somebody says, I will worship Nanda Maharaj, who must be very, very fortunate, so great that the Supreme Parabrahman is playing in his courtyard. Hindi mein kehte hai na, wo dol rahe hain unke aangan mein. Just to please him. He is just rolling in the dust of the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. Giving up his position as Supreme Lord. That is the sweetness of Vrindavan pastimes, that Krishna chooses to give up his position. And that's why he can enjoy the real rasa of friendship with his friends. Even in stealing butter also, sometimes he cheats everybody and he runs away. And others are caught. Then they come and chastise him. They abuse him. What kind of a friend you are? You steal, we steal, but you run away and we are getting caught, especially Madhu Mangal. So here also they are playing wonderful games. Two parties and different kind of games. Actually, all these kind of games, whatever we think we know or whatever we think we have played in our childhood, everything has got root in Krishna's pastimes. Not the unbonafide, ghastly, passionate games of Kali Yuga. There was no computer and computer games that time, by the way. But what Maharaj always explains in his pastimes, that in his Leela's discussion, that even one bale fruit can be picked up from a tree and just can be thrown from here to there, and that can be the game for the whole day. So simple. Jumping from one branch of tree to another branch, jumping from one branch of tree to in Jamuna, coming out and stealing somebody's clothes and putting here and there, again jumping, becoming frogs. The boys will imitate becoming frogs. They will just hop, hop and hop, and then how the frogs will jump in Jamuna, they will jump in Jamuna. Like that they will do. How the fish will swim in Jamuna, they will swim in Jamuna. And they will laugh and clap and then come and out and embrace Krishna in a victorious mood. They see, I did the best way. So like that, Gaucharan Leela, Sakya Leela, Vrindavan is filled with such joy. And anybody, anytime is feeling morose and depressed, just read this. Even if you are lusty, the pastimes of childhood, friendly pastimes of Krishna will not agitate lust in us. So it is safe also. Even if you are unaware of our situation and just land up leading Krishna's Madhuri Leela, it may cause damage to us because of our immature condition. But Sakya Leela, anytime you open up and read, it will have such fun, such fun. At the same time, it will give you the entertainment that you desire in the morose condition. At the same time, it will be spiritually purifying to you. So it is very complete in the sense. At the same time, universal. In any audience, in any public, we can discuss this. So this is the beautiful pastime. In this pastime, I think Krishna's party won. So Balaram's, no, I think, whose party won? Defeated, the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Krishna's party got defeated. And then Krishna carried Sri Dama on his shoulders. And what is the punishment? They have to go around and give a nice round, nice ride in the forest to a decided distance. So Krishna carried Sri Dama, his best friend, and Bhadrasena carried Vrishabha. He was in Krishna's party. And then the demon Pralamba, he came as a coward boy. And he carried Balram. He was in Krishna's party. What he thought, that Krishna is very invincible, very powerful. So let me attack his brother Balram. So he took sides in Krishna's party, apparently losing party, and then wanted to carry Balram. And then they were giving round nicely. You can imagine the scene. Small, small boys carrying other boys on their shoulder and walking, to a certain distance of limitation. And then they're supposed to come back after that limitation. That is the understanding. But this particular coward boy is going further ahead in the woods. Others have come back, and then everybody is wondering, what is happening? Why this boy is going ahead? He's going ahead, ahead and ahead. And Balaram is enjoying. Suddenly he feels, hey, why this boy is going ahead? Then he understands that he's a demon. And then he becomes heavy. And then he gets himself dropped down. And then there's a war, of course. And Pralambasura is killed. So in the playful pastimes also, their service to the world is going on. To getting rid of the world of all these unwanted elements. Playfully it is going on. Very surprisingly and uniquely, in whole of Vrindavan pastimes, Krishna has not used any weapon. Is there any weapon? Either hand or fist, or going in the mouth and coming out. Only when it is closed, like Agasura's mouth was closed, he exhibited some mystic power of expansion and becoming hot and all those things. But in front of Brajavasis, he never used any mystic power, never used any weapon, and simply, we call it in Sanskrit, Lilaya. Lilaya means very easily, as a pastime, he killed all the demons. We lifted Govardhan, very easily lifted. Huh? And the horse, who was like a mountain in the touching the skies, his tail was moving the clouds. He just put his hand in his mouth and he was finished. So beautiful. The bull came, it lifted his two legs, moved him around like a toy, threw him away. He died like that, playfully. In Dwarka Leela, he lifted all the weapons. Very skillfully, he wielded the weapons and used it. That's why Vrindavan Leela is very special. That's why Damalkrishna Maharaj, I remember him saying that no other incarnation can match with the Leela of Krishna's Leela. The way Krishna is performed, the way esoteric in depth, and the way he has performed, no other incarnation of the Lord as powerful as himself, but has not exhibited such beautiful pastimes. That's why Krishna Charitra, especially Vrindavan Krishna Charitra, is very purifying, pleasing, nourishing and enriching the heart. So one should spend time, especially when we are down, to engage ourselves in hearing this beautiful pastime of the Lord and uplift ourselves. Actually, we have ourselves so fortunate actually. We don't need to go to doctors and so many other material means to cure ourselves. We should simply take shelter of the pastimes of the Lord. Ram Leela, Krishna Leela, Gaur Leela, Narasimha Leela. Simply read them. It will just absorb you completely and transcend you beyond the effects of the modes of material nature, at least for that much time. And that much experience of transcendence can actually uplift you also. Net upliftment also will be there. Now, suppose you go up this distance, stay there for some time, but net upliftment also is there from here. And you make some progress like that. So Krishna's pastimes are so purifying, so nourishing. Let us all practice effortfully to develop taste for it. If not taste, at least attempt to open and be with it. If not be able to read, hear it with the devotees when they are narrating. And that will help us. So today is a mixture of many, many festivals. So I may not be able to discuss Krishna Leela at length today, because we have to do justice to all the great personalities and pastimes which happened today. So I will begin with Bamsivadana Goswami Thakurji, who appeared today. Today happens to be Chaitra Purnima. Chaitra month, the first month of Indian calendar, and full moon day. On this full moon day, Bamsivadana Thakur was born. We find about him in scriptures called Valsi Bamsi Vilas, written by Shiva Vallabha. There's some scripture called Sripatta Paryatan. Also Bhakti Ratnagar, Gaudiya Vaishnav Abhidhan, and the famous Gaur Gaunodes Deepika of Kavi Karnapur have the description of Bamsivadana Thakur. Bamsi Krishna Priyayasit Sabamsidasa Thakuraha. He was the incarnation of flute of Krishna, which attracted all the living entities of the world to Krishna and his pastimes. There was one devotee called Madhav Das, who was son of Yudhishthir Chattopadhyay. And Madhav Das was called as Chakari Chattopadhyay, was residing in Kulia. Today it is called Navadvip city across Jamuna. When you cross the river from Mayapur, we go to Navadvip, that is Koladvipa or Kulia Gram. Lord Chaitanya, when he came from Puri to meet his mother and take darshan of Ganga, he resided at the home of Madhav Das for 7 days. And he excused the offenses of people like Devananda Pandit and Gopala Chakravarti and many more. So that time the Kulia Gram was known as Aparadha Bhanjana Stali. And during that period of time, Madhav Das and his devoted wife Chandrakala Devi gave birth to Bamsivadana Thakur. And even Advaita Acharya was present at the birth of this great personality. Bamsivadana was a grihastha. In the course of time when he grew up, he spent his first years in Bilvagram. Bilvagram is also a very famous place in Navadvip Leela Stalis. And then he worshipped his ancestral deity of Gopinath, installed Pranavallabha, got married, gave birth to two sons, because of his extreme devotion to Lord Chaitanya Nityananda, he gave birth to two sons and gave them name as Sri Chaitanya Das and Sri Nityananda Das. So Bamsivadana, at opportune time, he came to Navadvip Dham and he started residing at Jagannath Mishra's house as a humble servant. And Jagannath Mishra had many, many guests regularly coming to his house. And Jagannath Mishra would treat them nicely, welcome them, feed them prasadam of the Lord. And Bansi Bhajan Thakur very faithfully would serve all the guests of Jagannath Mishra. Jagannath Mishra would worship Vishnu, Adokshaja Vishnu, and also Tulsi Devi. He would assist him in that. And then later on, Jagannath Mishra passed away. The Lord Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Nimai, took up all the services of Jagannath Mishra, and then he would assist Gauranga Mahaprabhu in those services. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and at time of sannyas, he ordered Bansi Bhajan Thakur that you will take care of my old mother and my dear wife till the end of their life in this same place. And Lord Chaitanya entrusted his mother and wife with Bansi Bhajan Thakur and left. And then all the worships which Lord Chaitanya was doing in their house, Bansi Bhajan started doing personally with the assistance of Ishan Thakur. And then, after Lord Chaitanya went away, Lord Nityananda came with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami fell at the feet of Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya cooked a big feast on the order of Sachi Mata. And Bansi Bhajan Thakur offered that feast to Dhameshwar, Gauranga, the deity which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that time Gauranga Mahaprabhu, gave his wife after separation. He said that you worship my deity. He manifested the deity, gave it to Vishnupriya and told her that in this form of this deity, I will be with you always and you will not feel my separation. You will have my presence. Whenever you will serve, I will be present with you in the form of this deity. But as a sannyasi, I will not be able to physically meet you. So Bansi Bhajan Thakur offered that feast to the Dhameshwar Gauranga and lovingly fed Jiva Goswami. Then Jiva Goswami proceeded with Nityananda Mahaprabhu for further parikrama of Navadvip Dham, and Bansi Bhajan joined that group for that parikrama. After that, when they joined, Lord Nityananda has introduced Bansi Bhajan to Jiva Goswami very, very lovingly. He said, Jiva, here is Bansi Bhajan. Very well, everybody knows he is the incarnation of flute of Krishna, which attracted everybody. He is the one who has assisted Jagannath Mishra in all his worships, Lord Chaitanya in all his worships, and Jagannath Mishra would do everything with the assistance of Bansi Bhajan. And surprisingly and amazingly, with so much of love, Lord Nityananda, when he was introducing Bansi Bhajan, he wept like anything, cried tears and ultimately fell on the ground, unconscious. That was the kind of personality, the integrity and the devotional fervor Bansi Bhajan had. Then later on, second personality came was Srinivas Acharya. And when Acharya Srinivas came, Bansi Bhajan Thakur did not know him, but had such inspiration that he embraced him for a long, long time. And Srinivas was struggling to bow down to him and offer dandavats, but he would not let him do so. He kept on embracing him for a long time and bathed him with his tears of love. Then he took him to Vishnupriya and Sachi Mata to introduce, then fed prasad to him. After this, Sachi Mata also passed away. Then Vishnupriya was the only person left. First Jagannath Mishra passed away. Lord Chaitanya left for taking sannyas. Then Sachi Mata also passed away. Only Vishnupriya remained there. And Vishnupriya and Sachi Mata, when Sachi Mata was there, they would cry so much. And Bansi Bhajan Thakur, whose heart would pain in great anguish to see the mother and the daughter-in-law cry in separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Sachi Mata also left. Then the two, Vishnupriya and Bansi Bhajan, became so morose that they decided one day to fast from food and drink, completely to die. No purpose of living in this world without all these great personalities going after one after another. And seeing that very strong decision, kathor decision, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared and ordered them, please do not be so harsh with yourself. Worship my deity which I have given you. That will solace you, give you consolation. So somewhat they were pacified by this darshan and they started leaving again and eating and drinking again. But still their separation feelings continued. After that, it is explained that Vishnupriya would, eat one grain of rice, chant one Hare Krishna Mahamantra and keep one grain of rice aside. and collectively eat whatever remains in the evening, cook and offer Dhameshwar Gauranga and eat that prasad. So Vamsibadhan was always crying in pain to see her condition. The Navadvip Dham Vasis were always wonder how Vishnupriya is surviving such an austere and hard life on herself. Later on, after 80 years of worshipping Dhameshwar Gauranga in Yogapeet, a very father-in-law's house, very in-law's house of Vishnupriya, from 16 to 96 years of age, all her life she spent in worshipping, in separation, not seen in public anywhere. There is no mention about her in Chaitanya Charitamrita after that. Lord Chaitanya's merciful pastimes and Leela, which occurred, the major role is played by Vishnupriya Devi, by not coming in between his pastimes. And she also passed away in 96 of her age. At that time, Vishnupriya's departure, Vamsibadhan Thakur became so distressed. He picked up the DT of Dhameshwar Gauranga and shifted it across the Ganga in Kulia, where we have Jagannath Das Babaji's Samadhi. There he established the DT. It is also said that Vamsibadhan's name is carved at the base of the DT of Dhameshwar Gauranga. And then Vamsibadhan Thakur left Kulia after some time, entrusting worship in somebody's hands, went to Bilvagram again, his ancestral place, and left his body from there. The Bhattacharyas who are in Bilvagram, they are supposed to be the descendants of Vamsibadhan Goswami. Vamsibadhan also was a great poet and composer of songs. In Vaishnava Gaudiya magazines, his poetry were published. And one of the published poetry was about the separation of Vishnupriya and Sasimata Devi. And he mentions, where is Gauranga? Where are the devotees? Where we will see the kirtan again, which would take place in Yogapit and Sriva Sangan? Where are the wonderful associates of Gauranga? Why Gauranga has left us? And he calls Keshav Bharati as a very heartless person. That heartless Keshav Bharati took Gauranga away and made everybody bereft of his association. And then lastly, he says in that poetry, very beautiful poetry, that when Bamsi, that is himself, sees Lord Chaitanya's young wife and her mother-in-law crying, Bamsi rolls in the dust in great pain and anguish, being unable to tolerate the pains which were suffered by Sachi Mata and Vishnupriya Devi. So this is Vamsibadhan Thakur. He was also known as Vamsi Das, also known as Vamsi Vadana Das, also known as Vamsi Vadanananda Das, many names. And today on auspicious day of Chaitra Purnima, he was born. Next personality, a very honorable personality, worshipable personality, adorable personality, is Shyamananda Pandit, who is also born today. Shyamananda Pandit, his history is known to everybody. He established the worship of Radha Shyam Sundar, one of the important seven temples in Prajbhumi of the Goswamis. So he was born in Odia. Today it's called Orissa, and in those days it's called Utkaladesh. In our Indian anthem also Utkala, Dravida Utkala Banga. Utkala is Odisha. So he was born in Utkaladesh in the village called Dandeshwar, Baharampur, and his father's name was Krishna, Sri Krishna Mandal, mother's name was Durika, and his house, home where he was born, what are the banks of Suvarna Rekha River. This is a very significant river in the Gaur Lila pastimes of varieties of devotees. Sri Krishna Mandal descended in the line of Shad Gopas. Many sons and daughters were born before this boy. That's why when he was born, his name was kept Dukhi. Significance is that when such kind of name is given, then further distress of deaths of children can be saved. That was the idea behind it. So when Dukhi was born, it was very auspicious, and it is said that his beauty was like unlimited Kamadevas. It attracted everybody in the village. The way his face was effulgent, beautiful, it's called Rekhiv. Rekhiv means every organ, every item on his face and body was so delicate and so beautifully designed. And further, when he grew up as a child, his intelligence marveled everybody. It astonished all the pandits of that village. And then father also realized, my son is not an ordinary personality. Just by hearing about Gaur Nityananda from the villagers, he developed deep attraction for Gauranga and Nityananda. So father said, you must initiate yourself. You should get guru. So the son only said, my guru is Hriday Chaitanya. And he lives in Ambika Kalna. And please give permission for me to go there. So father contemplated on this astonishing statement made by his son and then permitted him to go. In the boat he went and reached Ambika Kalna. And then Dukhi introduced himself. He is the son of Prashna, Sri Krishna Mandal in the family of Shadgopas from Suvarnarekha River in Dandeshwar village in Utkal Desh. So Guru initiated him and gave him name Dukhi Krishnadas. Hriday Chaitanya was his name of his Guru Maharaj. He was disciple of Gauridas Pandit, who was incarnation of Subal of Krishna Leela. So seeing great devotion and intelligence, Hriday Chaitanya requested Dukhi Krishnadas to go to Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan and learn under his shelter. On the way to Vrindavan, Dukhi Krishnadas visited Navadvip. And at that time, only Ishan Thakur was there. And Ishan Thakur welcomed him and gave a lot of mercy at Yogapit. A lot of mercy and blessings were given to him. Then he took his bath in Jamuna, he reached Vrindavan, took rest at Vishram Ghat and rolled in ecstasy and by entering Vrindavan. Then he met Jiva Goswami and he told Jiva Goswami, my guru, Hriday Chaitanya Maharaj, has entrusted me in your care so I can study scriptures and develop some attraction for the Lord. After getting training, my guru wants me to come back to Ambika Kalna. He offered dandavats, shed tears of love, offering dandavats to Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami embraced him with so much of affection because he also knew the greatness of this Dukhi Krishnadas. And he started studying under Jiva Goswami in the company of Srinivas and Narottam Das Thakur. All of you know these three devotees together share a large portion of Gaudiya history. A memorable, unforgettable contribution they have done in the history of Gaudiya Vaishnavism and the preachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So Dukhi Krishnadas requested Jiva Goswami to give him some special service in the Kunja. So Jiva Goswami said, you can sweep Seva Kunja. Because you know, Jiva Goswami's headquarters is just next to Seva Kunja. In fact, Jiva Goswami's temples, that time temples, because Krishnadas Kaviraj's temple, they all were in vicinity. Afterwards, they were all brought together in one temple of Damodarji. In fact, this particular area is in Seva Kunj Ghera only, Seva Kunj circle. So Dukhi Krishnadas started sweeping. How would you sleep? Every day, with tears in his eyes, with loud calls of Radha Govinda, their names, remembering the Leela of Radha Govinda, getting stunned in between and standing like a statue while doing his seva. And sometimes that broom that he would sweep the floor or the earth of Seva Kunj, he would touch on his forehead. It is said that even Lord Shiva and Brahma would not get the particles of dust of Sri Vrindavan Dham that he would take regularly on his head by touching the broom on his head. This was the way he would perform. He would not feel disgusted that I am doing class 4 service. So proud and so privileged and so honored to do that seva. And he was enjoying the inner bliss of that service. So one day, while sweeping, he found an ankle bell, anklet. It was very effulgent anklet. So surprised, he got the anklet and wondering whose it must be. So one beautiful lady came and said, have you found some ankle bell here? So he said, who are you? He said, I am the damsel of Vrindavan. I am a gopi. My name is Vishakha. So who's the ankle bell? He said, this is my mistress's ankle bell. She is our queen. So how you lost over here? So she said, we were plucking flowers yesterday here. So she lost here. So she has sent me over. He said, where is she? So she is in her palace. He said, go get her. Whoever this ankle bell belongs to, she should come and pick up. So Vishakha Devi went, informed Radharani that that man is saying this. So Radharani immediately left from there and came with all the sakhis and stood under a beautiful banyan tree. And Vishakha came forward and told Dukhi Krishnadas, my mistress has come to pick up this beautiful ankle bell. It saw from distance the effulgent radiance of millions of suns and moons coming out of the body of Radharani, the beautiful decoration. He fell unconscious, immediately gave the ankle bell to Vishakha. And Vishakha went and gave Radharani. And suddenly he found himself at the banks of Radhakund. Vishakha Devi assisted him to take bath in Radhakund. And emerged out of Radhakund was a body of a beautiful gopi instead of Shama Dukhi Krishnadas. And Vishakha Devi decorated him, took him to Radharani. And what Radharani did? Her lotus feet were painted with kumkum. She took up that ankle bell which he gave back to him. He gave back to her. She touched ankle bell to her lotus feet where kumkum was there. And with kumkum, she imprinted that ankle bell on his forehead as Tilak. And she told him, from today onwards, you will be known as Shyamananda. And this will be the permanent mark on your forehead. And she revealed the deity of Sri Shyam Sundarji from her heart and gave it to Shyamananda and told him, residing in Vrindavan, please worship this deity of Shyam Sundarji. That will be my deity of desire. So all the sakhis with Radharani disappeared. And he found himself in the male body with the deity in the hand and with the print of kumkum of ankle bell of Radharani. And he was told not to tell anybody. So everybody wondered. He came to Jiva Goswami and told all the story. Jiva Goswami also told him, don't tell anybody anything about the story. Keep it secret. But next day onwards, a lot of rumors and confusion and discussion started taking place in Vrindavan that this Shyamananda, he's taken new name for himself and Dukhi Krishnadas, and he has started putting some new tilak and he's getting deviated. And the news, the buzzing was so much that it reached Ambika Kalna from Vrindavan to Navadvip to Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya after some time came to Vrindavan angry. He chastised Dukhi Krishnadas in front of all his god brothers and all his Vaishnava associates. And finally, after chastising, he still could not console himself. He started beating him. Then somehow devotees contained him. And that night Radharani appeared in the dream of Hriday Chaitanya and chastised him. Who are you to doubt my devotee, although he is your disciple? I have given him that tilak. It is my gift to him. So do not chastise him like this. He woke up in ecstasy and ran and embraced Dukhi Krishnadas. He says, Dukhi Krishnadas, you are so fortunate, you are so lucky. I feel so inferior to you. But still he fell down at the feet. Although getting beaten again and again by his Gurudev, getting chastised, he didn't utter a word in justification. He just tolerated everything. And ultimately, his Guru only bestowed his love and mercy upon him, begging pardon from him. He said, please live the way you are living. I appreciate your devotion, the acceptance of Radharani by you, for you. So then he was then bona fide way, started being known as Shyamananda Goswami. And today also, his deity is there. The main deity is Braja Janananda Goswami's deity that we see in front. But on the right side, small deities of Shyamananda Goswami. Shyam Sundarji is sitting over there. They worship there. He also performed bhajan in a cave in the temple courtyard of Shyamananda, Shyam Sundar's mandir. Very beautiful cave is there. You can go and take darshan. And when he passed away, his samadhi was made in the place where the Nupur was found, where the ankle bell was found. So Nupur Prapti Stali and the Pushpa Samadhi of Shyamananda Goswami is in one place. And opposite that is Shyam Sundarji's temple in Vrindavan. Anyway, long story is there. Shyamananda stayed in Vrindavan with the Goswamis. He went to Gaudadesh along with Srinivas and Narottamdas Thakur, along with the literature of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. It was stolen in Birampur, Van Vishnupur. And then Shyamananda proceeded from there to Navadvip, met his guru again. His guru sent him to Utkal Desh. A long story. We can go on discussing for an hour together. But in short to tell, he went to, on his order of Gurudev, to Utkal Desh. And it is said that he conquered Utkal Desh with his preaching. Almost every village in Utkal Desh, he made Vaishnavas. And the famous of his devotee disciple was Rasikananda, who himself is a legend in Gaudiya Vaishnava history. On the bank of Suvarnarekha River, he preached. He initiated Rasikananda Goswami. In the village of Rohini, he converted Yogi Damodar into a great devotee. In Balarampur, he engaged Harikatha. In fact, he arranged Harikatha in every village in Orissa, and thus attracted masses. Then in Balarampur, he arranged Harikatha, and many rich men, businessmen, became his disciples. Then Narsinghpur, he preached and many disciples were made. Installed Radha Govinda over there, and the village swung in ecstasy in worshipping Radha Govinda. after conquering Utkal Desh fully with Vaishnavism, he came back to Hriday Chaitanya in Ambika Kalna. Served him there. Then he got invitation by Acharya Srinivas to Kheturi Gram for the famous first Gaur Purnima festival, where he again got darshan of Acharya Srinivas and Narottam, and also saw Janama Mata and Rasikananda and Raghunandan Thakur and so many great Vaishnavas gathered there. In that Kirtan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with Nityananda and danced, and Shamananda was one of the participants. Then Hriday Chaitanya passed away in Ambika Kalna, and Shamananda Goswami fainted hearing the news. Then Hriday Chaitanya came in his dream and consoled him after passing away. And then in the month of Ashada, Vadya, that is dark moon, Pratipada, the first day of dark moon night, month of Ashada, he passed away in his place only in Ambika Kalna. And his Pushpa Samadhi was made in Sri Vrindavan Dham. His Holiness Shyamananda Goswami Maharaj ki, His Divine Grace Shyamananda Goswami ji ki, Bamsibadan Thakur ji ki. Today also happens to be Krishna's Vasanti Ras, the pastime of Ras Lila of Krishna performed in spring season. All of us know that Sharadiya Rasa Purnima in the month of Kartik Krishna performed, and then inaugurated in Sharadiya Rasa Lila at Bansiwat in Vrindavan, in the banks of Jamuna. And then he performed Rasa Lila into many places and many forests in Vrindavan. But when the new year came, the Vasanta Rutu came, and the full moon appeared in the month of Chaitra, all the gopis and Radharani and Krishna, they developed desire of union again and dancing. So they all gathered in a place called Pravishtavan. Pravishtavan is a place where Sri Krishna entered, Pravesh. He did Pravesh in earth in a cave and lifted Govardhan from there. Before that, he twisted one tree called Aitha Kadam to show his prowess, to convince Brijvasi boys that he can do something like this. They didn't believe because they were friends, as I told you. The friends never knew he is Krishna. He said, how do you lift Govardhan? He said, I will show you my power. So he just, big, huge Kadamba tree, like we twist the cloth, he squeezed it. And today also it is maintained in one glass closet, you know. Nice varnish is done. The huge tree, you can make out that Krishna has twisted. That is a place called Pravishtavan. Today is called as Petha Gaon also, in the local language. Mahamadpura. So in that place, all the gopis gathered, looking at the beautiful moon of Purnima. They gathered and started dancing. They started dancing, dancing and dancing. Their musical instruments were gopis' bangles, gopis' ankle bells, and Krishna's flute, and sometimes clapping. Was their only musical instruments. But when the demigods gathered in the sky, attracted by this beautiful divine sound of Ras Lila, they could not catch up with the taal and sur of these musical instruments and the steps of Krishna and gopis. And soon, when the gopis and Krishna and Radharani danced, the divine sweat called as Sveda were released from the bodies of gopis and Krishna. And that started collecting and gathering and become a huge pond. And continuously as we were performing Ras Lila, those divine waters were coming out of the divine bodies of gopis and Radha and Krishna and getting collected. The demigods were mesmerized in the sky looking at this divine formation of the pond. And Chandra Devata became ecstatic and dropped some few drops of nectar in that. And the dance continued. And Chandra Devata could not contain himself, became completely mesmerized and ecstatic and melted in the pond. That pond is called Chandra Sarovar. Very beautiful, huge Ashtakoni Sarovar in Vrindavan Dham at the outskirts of Govardhan on the Parikrama, larger Parikrama, which Sanatana Goswami would do, 40 kilometers. On that Parikrama, Chandra Sarovar comes. The demigods could not even finally match with the notes of the musical notes and the steps of the dance. So somehow they managed dancing themselves the way they wanted. This happened in when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya also. Last time also we discussed the same thing. Every time they wanted to catch up the steps and the sur, but they couldn't catch up. But they kept on dancing anyways and showering flowers. Indra came down on earth and started beating one big drum that is called Bhajani Shila and tried to give some accompaniment, but he could not, but still he continued. And that Shila is still there at the banks of Chandra Sarovar. What happened uniquely at this time, when this was at the peak of experience, suddenly Balramji came from Govardhan. He saw from Govardhan from distance that Krishna is dancing with his gopis. And he was so ecstatic to see the beautiful dance. But he knew he's the elder brother of Krishna. He didn't want to disturb him and embarrass him by showing him that he is there. So what he did, he wanted to enjoy the, relish the pastime of Krishna of Rasila. At the same time, not disturb him and them. So he bowed down. And in bowed down position, he fixed his gaze in the direction of Rasila and started enjoying the Rasila. And what happened? Ashtavikaras manifested in his body. He started shivering, started shedding tears, hair stood on end, his voice choked up, he became like stunned, stamba. And in the stamba position, he became like a rock or wood, immovable, stunned in ecstasy of watching the beautiful Rasila of Krishna. So that temple is on the Govardhan mountain, called as Dhoka Daoji Mandir. It's a pink color temple. You must have seen sometimes. After Govindkund, when you walk further ahead, you'll find a pink color temple. We can't go inside because it is on the Govardhan mountain itself. But you can see from inside, from distance, that there is a deity of Balramji, very unique deity, black colored, bent down in the form of offering Dandavat Pranam, half Dandavat Pranam. Eyes fixed in direction of Pravishtavan, watching at the beautiful pastime of Krishna's Vasanti Ras. So this is the glory of Vasanti Ras. Krishna, to make fun of gopis from this Vasanti Ras, disappeared and stood on the way as Chaturbhuj Narayan. The gopis, usually their fathers and Krishna's father and everybody's father would worship Vishnu at home. And usually if they would meet Vishnu on the road, what will they do? They're supposed to offer dandavas, offer prayers, worship, everything. But they were so mesmerized and so much in ecstasy of separation from Krishna because he has left Rasleela suddenly in between. So they asked that Vishnu only, standing with four arms and four accompaniments of his hand, where is our Krishna? So Vishnu also moved his left hand and showed, he went this way. They were asking the trees, creepers, birds, everybody. And they asked Vishnu also, have you seen our dear Krishna? He said, went this way. He went this way. So gopis all ran that way. And in the end, Radharani came. And she was talking to a bumblebee, revolving around her. As if bumblebee was Krishna, she was giving bad words to him, good words to him, talking to him in complete trance. And in that mood, she saw Chaturbhuj Narayan. And she also asked him, have you seen my dear Krishna? So Chaturbhuj Narayan, looking at that love, madhurya, ecstasy of extreme nature, the aishwarya that he was exhibiting could not be held by him, could not be contained, maintained by him. So what happened is Aishwarya Man, two more arms, they melted. And forcefully he appeared, again revealed himself as Dvibhuja Krishna. He could not contain his Aishwarya. It is said the Madhurya in Vrindavan is so powerful, it melts Aishwarya into nothingness. So Krishna also, being Supreme Personality of Godhead, gets defeated, gets overwhelmed with the ecstasy of Madhurya of Vrindavan. So that place is called also Petagaon, Chaturbhuj Narayan Mandir. Next to that is Pravishta Gupa. And that Narayan is not Narayan, he is Krishna. Defeated Krishna. who had to become forcefully two-armed. And under his feet where he was standing to tease and cheat Krishna, gopis, Kshirasagar appeared. So that is now manifested as Kshirasagar Kunda, where he was standing, assuming four arms, trying to make fun of gopis. But ultimately, they made fun of him only by his ecstatic love. So this is the short pastime of Krishna's Vasanti Ras. This took place chronologically before, when Krishna was existent in Vrindavan. But when Krishna left Vrindavan, went to Dwarka, first Mathura, then Dwarka, then Hastinapur, they did all pastimes. And Balramji went to console all the Brijvasis. And he entered Vrindavan Dham in month of Chaitra, in the beginning of Chaitra. He met Nanda Maharaj, he met Yashoda Devi, talked to them, they embraced him, they fed him sweetmeats, inquired about Krishna, they were in ecstasy, shed tears of love, bathed him with their tears of Vatsalya. Missing him for a long time, they enjoyed. And it is explained that because Balramji came, Nanda Maharaj milked 1 lakh Kamadhenu cows. And their milk he gathered in Kshirasagar Kunda, in Baldev, where Baldev, the holy place Baldev is there, where we have 6 feet 6 inches Murti of Baldev with Revati on the side of his. And he bathed Baldev with the milk of 100,000 cows. So that lake also is Balram Charanamrita. and the deity of Balram was found in the bottom of the Shirasagar Kunda, revealed by Balramji in the dreams of one of the pujaris of that place. And that murti was established over there. Anyways, he met everybody, consoled everybody, and then he realized that gopis were in too much ecstasy of separation, in pain. So he started meeting them in seclusion. I had studied everything, but I couldn't understand that whether he danced with all the gopis or only his gopis. Logically, my mind tells me that he danced only with his gopis and only met with the gopis of Krishna to console them. Because never Krishna met with his gopis in the presence of Balram, neither Balram met with Krishna's gopis in seclusion. He only consoled them. But he performed Raslila with all the gopis, his gopis, for 2 months, beginning from today. That is Chaitra Purnima. That is Balram Ras Yatra. It began today. And he kept on performing Raslila all throughout the end of Vaishak month. And one time, when he was in Vrindavan, Varun Dev, out of love and appreciation, sent his daughter to Vrindavan, and she manifested herself in the form of a very powerful beverage like honey oozing out from the leaves of the tree when they would perform pastimes in ecstasy. The trees would go in ecstasy, and as a result of ecstasy, the daughter of Varun Dev, Varuni, would ooze out as a form in the form of beverage. And that would be drunk by Balramji, and he would get intoxicated, rolling eyes, and he would meet with gopis there. So one time he drank Varuni and sat at the bank of Jamuna with rolling eyes in ecstasy, and he wanted Jamuna to come closer, so a little distance. He ordered Jamuna, come closer, I want to enter you with my gopis and dance. So she said, you are a drunkard, I cannot come close to drunkard like this. She got very angry, he lifted his plough and divided Jamuna into many small, small branches and rivulets. That means it's like an insult, you know. You have a big stream, big current, and you are divided into small, small things and scattered around. So looking at the prowess of Balram, Jamunaji came running in fear, in awe and reverence, and fell at the feet of Balramji, was leaning across the platform with rolling eyes in ecstasy, looking very beautiful, surrounded by many, many gopis. She bowed down, offered prayers. Oh, Supreme Personality of Godhead, please forgive me. I didn't recognize your position. I thought you were an intoxicated man. Please forgive me. Now please enter my waters and take my service. So then Balramji got up with all the gopis, entered the water, took bath, enjoyed water pastimes, and then performed Raslila. And this place is Ram Ghat, near Nand Ghat, where Nanda Baba was kidnapped by Varuna. It's the same place where our Jiva Goswami lived in the Magarmach cave, in the crocodile cave. That area is all together, where Ram Ghat is there. And nearby is Chir Ghat, where actually the clothes were stolen by Krishna of the gopis. These all are together, the holy places. And Ram Ghat is a very holy place, depicting the glory and opulence and power of Sri Balram while he was performing his Ras Yatra in Vrindavan Dham. Anyway, I have to cut short all these things because time is very short. And lastly, but not the least, what is today? Anyone remembers? Hanuman Jayanti, Sri Hanumanji Maharaj ki jai ho. I was watching all the devotees dancing, especially our dear Braj Ras Prabhu. His dancing was so ecstatic. So I remembered one of the beautiful pastimes of Hanuman. Anyways, in essence, we all have to know that Hanuman is the emblem of servitorship. Hanuman is the emblem of determination. There's nothing like impossible in the dictionary of Hanumanji. What was looking most impossible was made possible by him. He jumped 100 yojanas on the ocean and found out Sita, did some extra service beyond the instruction given to him, and destroyed Lanka by fire, chastised and Chetavani? Warning. He gave warning to Ravana. Told him, I am simply a monkey, representative of Lord Ram, and this is what I have done. What to speak if my master comes, better you surrender right now. He had such daring, such courage he had. He could stand in the middle of the ocean of powerful, invincible Rakshasas headed by Ravan and could tell him, you Ravan, you are a fool, you are a coward. If you were any time chivalrous, you could have not done this. Even now you can give back Sita and surrender to my dear Lord Ram. Or beware, you will be destroyed very soon. such courage in the middle of all the demons. Then his tail was lit on fire, jumped from palace to palace, burnt into ashes, saw all the important powerful points of Lanka and went back and met Lord Ram and told everything. Such genuine, humble approach he had to Sita. He didn't pose, look at me, I am the only one of the crores of monkeys who could reach you. This is my glory. He was like humbly trying to think what she would think when she will meet an unknown man like this. So he was like, first glorified Lord Ram, narrated his pastimes and made some background and atmosphere for him so he can communicate with Sita. And then exchange that beautiful ring that Lord Ramchandra had given to Sita. And then there was loving discussion. He told, ride on my back, I'll take you right now. But she refused. So he accepted. He had the power to end Ramayana there only. But he was a faithful servant of a master. He thought, all the glories should go to my master. He was himself all powerful to actually kill Ravan. He had got so many boons. No one could match with him. No demigod could be equal to him. The way he received knowledge from Surya, running backwards in front of the chariot of Suryadev. Amazing, right? For a long time, running backwards. The chariot is going ahead because he was on duty. He didn't get leave. So he said, I'm on duty, I can teach you while I'm doing my duty. And received all the knowledge and satisfied Suryadev. And Suryadev, time came to give Dakshina to him. Suryadev said, my son Sugriva has taken birth and he is being harassed by Vali, the son of Indra. Please always be side of my son Sugriva. That was the Guru Dakshina. That is why, although being much, much, much stronger than Sugriva, he took a humble position of a servant and stayed with Sugriva as an insignificant soul all the time and followed his instruction. See, one may be powerful with so many things and he may be proud. It's difficult for such a person to become servant of a subordinate personality in all the material sense. But he was so loyal and faithful because great knowledge and devotion was in combination with him. So when great knowledge and great opulence is there with humility, it is supposed to be understood as the mercy of the Lord. When this humility and the opulence is together, that is simply the manifestation of the mercy of the Lord. Suffice to say that from Hanuman we can draw courage, determination and servitude. At any time he did not give up his master and did not do anything which will reduce the glory of his master. In the end, when Lord Ram embraced him and told him, ask what you want, like we hear in Gaur Lila of Sridhar Kolavecha, everything that could be obtained was offered to him. Lord Ram was so indebted to him that I want to give you something. And Manji said, I want only one thing. Promise of continuity of my service to you. His devotion to Lord Ram was so much that he saw Sita Devi one day offering kumkum on her forehead in between the parting of her hair. He asked, why are you putting this? So she said, it pleases Lord Ram. When I put this, Lord Ram is very pleased. So next day, he applied sindoor on all his body and sat on the way to palace, he sat down there. So Lord Ram said, what is happening to you? He said, Sita Devi told me that it pleases you. I said, if little sindoor on the forehead pleases so much, if I put the sindoor on the whole body, how much it will please you? So Lord Ram had a hearty laugh. But he appreciated that. Such devotion. He didn't even bother how he would be seen by others, whether people would laugh, because everybody was laughing at him. He had no botheration. He wanted to simply please. Focused attention on the pleasure of the Lord by any means possible. So the same Hanumanji, all the monkeys, you know, what happened was Lord Ramchandra was going back to Ayodhya. And you know that the Pushpak Viman, stolen by Ravan from Kuber after having war and defeating him, was with Ravan. And then it came as an inheritance to Bibhishan, because Bibhishan was enthroned by Krishna, by Lord Ramchandra. So Bibhishan gifted that to Lord Ram and said, please go in this Pushpak Viman to Ayodhya. And Pushpak Viman is not like a petrolled instrument. It's not a machined instrument. It's like expansible Viman. It can expand as per the desire of the owner. And no fuel, just by the desire of the mind, it will go wherever it can take you. It wants, you want to go. So Lord Ram desired to go to Ayodhya. So he lifted all the big men on that. So all the monkeys said, we also want to come to Ayodhya. So how many monkeys were there? Something like 70 crores. So 70 crore monkeys jumped on and Pushpaka expanded. And then all the monkeys said, we also have wives. Can they also be taken? So 70 crore wives of 70 crore monkeys also loaded the Viman. And they all went to Ayodhya. And Ayodhya, they were all monkeys, so they had to be told how to behave themselves. So everybody was told, only one line, watch Hanuman. Whatever he does, you just do it. So you'll be safe. Hanuman is well trained, so Hanuman will not misbehave. So all of you simply have to watch Hanuman. So time came to eat big feast. And monkeys like chana. So everybody was served large amount of chana and variety of feasts. And everybody was looking at Hanuman. So suddenly Hanuman started eating chana. And he wanted to peel chana. And he just took one chana and he squeezed in the hand. And the chana slipped and he jumped in the air. So Hanumanji instantly jumped in the air and caught the chana and ate it. So all the monkeys are watching. Wow, this is the perfect activity. Hanuman is exemplified. So everybody took chana in hand, squeezed it, chana jumped in the sky. They all jumped in the sky, caught the chana and ate it. And that's how they were eating all the chanas. And there was a scene that every 70 crore monkeys are jumping in the sky, eating chana, jumping in the sky, eating chana. So it was called as Hanumati Yakirtan. Jumping. So this jumping style of kirtan came from Sri Hanumanji. Jumping madly while chanting the holy name of the Lord is Hanumatiya Kirtan. And that kirtan of Hanumatiya Kirtan is adopted by Gaudiya Vaishnavas also. So we also jump in ecstasy of madness of the holy name of the Lord. Sri Hanumanji Maharaj ki jai ho! So Hanumanji is emblem of chivalry, power, devotion, dedication, servitude, and also of fun. He gives all fun to everybody at the same time. So today is Hanuman Jayanti, and we are celebrating Hanuman Jayanti in Bhaktivedanta Hospital today. Everybody will come with lots of laddus, of varieties of laddus. I'll tell you one small pastime about laddus also. He actually was blessed by Lord Ram. Everybody was taken to Ayodhya and from there back to Godhead of divine Ayodhya. Hanumanji was told to stay behind. He said, you will stay behind. Till my glories are sung, you will stay behind on earth. Till the time when my glories will be sung. He and Kakabhushundi, both were ordered to stay behind. But Kakabhushundi also is a great narrator of Ramayana. Wherever Ramayana is being recited, Hanumanji and Kakabhushundi both are present. So then, Lord Jagannath's pastime also, he is there. So Jagannath was on the bank of the ocean of eastern side, Bengal's bay. And the ocean always would conquer the land of Jagannath Puri and made a lot of harassment to the devotees there. So Hanumanji was so powerful that ocean personified was fearful of Hanumanji. So he was brought in there by the devotees, said, you please stand here and check the ocean, should not cross his limits and overwhelm us by his waters. So Hanumanji stood there. And ocean never dared to come in the land of Jagannath Puri. Long time passed, Hanumanji was standing. His services would just stand. You can imagine a great personality who is fully knowledgeable, full chivalry, everything is just standing. So he said, long time has passed, no water has come. I am very hungry. They only give me khichdi, dal and chawal here. I am remembering my mother Sita. She would cook such feast, such laddus, such panchapakwana. Let me take one leap to Ayodhya in the night time only. Daytime I have done my duty. Night time I leap, go meet my mother Sita, eat from her hands and come back in the morning. So he jumped, went to Ayodhya. Mother Sita welcomed him. Oh, my dear son, you have come a long time. Says, Mother Sita, I'm very hungry. Please cook for me. So she cooked so many laddus and so many varieties of foods and he had a hearty meal. And in the morning he came back. Oh, the moment he left, ocean immediately came and overwhelmed. Everybody was crying, shouting, where is Hanumanji? We posted him there. Where is he? And there he comes in the morning where everybody is in distress. So Hanumanji, why you left? He said, you guys don't feed me. Mother Sita feed me so much. And I'm almost fasting here always. So what they did is they tied Hanuman with a rope, with a shrankhala, with chain. Said, you should never leave from this place. And by the way, Lord Jagannath promised him, don't worry, all my chappan bhoga will be first brought to you from here onwards. And you will honor it and then we will honor it to everybody else. So from that onwards, that day onwards, Hanumanji receives the Chappan Bhoga of Lord Jagannath to him, and he's called as Bedi Hanuman, standing on the banks of the ocean of Jagannath Puri. So Bedi Hanuman Maharaj ki jai ho. Anyway, there are unlimited pastimes. Time is always of the essence. So Sri Hanumanji Maharaj ki jai, Sri Krishna Vasanti Ras ki jai, Balram Ras Yatra ki jai, Shyamananda Goswami ki jai, Vadanananda Goswami Thakur ki jai, Sri Krishna's childhood Sakhya Lila ki jai ho, Sri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Thai Gaur Premanande. Does anybody have any question or comment? You can ask if you have questions. Thank you very much for allowing me to be with you and discuss Krishna Katha. Hare Krishna.